Blog Talk Radio.
And it's a beautiful Monday morning, and this is Sue of 100 People You Should Know radio show. I have a wonderful treat for you today. His name is Cliff Hodges. He's the owner and founder of Adventure Out. Good morning, Cliff. Thank you so much for being on our show with us today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Sue. It's great to be here.
Super, super. Now, I was looking at the website of Adventure Out, and it looked really exciting stuff that you normally do. What was the original mission, though, of Adventure Out?
Well, Adventure Out, we're an outdoor school and guide service. We do all kinds of outdoor programs, surf camps, rock climbing, backpacking. We teach wilderness survival. And our mission statement really is to get people outside and reconnect people with nature, really help people fall back in love with nature.
That sounds like so much fun. How do you do that exactly?
We do that by getting people outside and interacting with the natural world. So, like I said, we run surf camps, rock climbing camps. We teach wilderness survival. And we really try to instill a sense of stewardship in our clients. So when we get them out there, they're not just sort of passive spectators, but they're really actively participating with the natural environment. And hopefully walking away from the program with a desire to help preserve some of those spaces.
And where do you usually take your campers and backpackers, and for how long?
We run programs all over California, so we work with about 5,000 people per year. We have about 30 to 35 guides and instructors on staff, and we utilize both private lands as well as public lands. We permit with national park, national forest, state park, county park. So we have about 50 different program locations all over California where we operate.
That sounds great. And exactly where do you operate here in Sonoma County?
In Sonoma County, currently the only programs we run in Sonoma County are private programs. So we have several private landowners that we use their facilities there in Sonoma County, but I'd say we do more stuff out in the Sierras and more stuff in the San Francisco Bay Area than Sonoma County.
And are any of your Sonoma County campsites close to me here in Petaluma on that land?
No, not right in Petaluma, no.
Okay. In what cities is that private land where you take backpackers?
Well, we don't take backpackers anywhere in Sonoma County. I'm sorry. We do a lot of our wilderness survival classes there on private land in Sonoma County. So when people book us, it just depends on where they're coming from, and we find private land opportunities near them.
If I'm in Petaluma, as I am, and I want to learn some survival skills, and I call you, where exactly would you take me?
Well, if you're in Petaluma, if you wanted to sign up just for an open to the public class, the closest thing to you is going to be down in Fairfax. So we do have open to the public classes that run about every other weekend in Fairfax for wilderness survival.
Uh-huh.
Or if you were looking to book for a private group, then we would identify private land opportunities.
Okay, sounds good. And I am actually in the market right now for an opportunity to learn some survival skills with my son for his 13th birthday next year, which is in April. And for his sort of rite of passage, instead of some religious thing, we wanted to do a survival skills learning thing. So is that right up your alley then in Adventures Out?
Yes, absolutely. The private programs we book, they range everything from Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and kids' birthday parties all the way up to executive retreats for Fortune 500 companies. So, yeah, we've done private programs like that for four birthday parties, for coming-of-age groups, and have also done high-end stuff for corporate retreats, so we can kind of customize the program to whatever that group is and what they're looking for. I would be able to give you an exact quote on a radio show, but I can tell you that our programs range depending on the length of the program and the number of people in the group. It could be anywhere from like $80 to $150 per person per day.
I see. Okay. And so are you having any big events coming up that would introduce you to the rest of the county and your surrounding counties?
I mean, we run programs every single weekend and during the week, so I'm not sure what you're asking about.
Well,
what kind of events?
I'm not really asking about programs anymore. I'm sorry, I sort of took off on another tangent here. And I was asking, you know, schools have open houses and Lagunitas sponsors events for organizations, charitable organizations. And so I'm asking you if you have any events like that coming up to raise funds or raise awareness.
Not really. You know, we're not a nonprofit organization. We're a private guiding business, so we do our own advertising and marketing efforts, mostly online advertising, but we're not doing any sort of events like that in your area.
And this seems like a good time then to have you give out your contact information at Adventure Out.
Sure, absolutely. You can learn everything you need to know about Adventure Out on our website, which is www.adventureout.com. You can see a full list of our programs there. There's, you know, hundreds of programs available on the site. We have our whole 2015 calendar up for programs both in the Bay Area and the Monterey Bay, as well as up in Marin and Sonoma and Mendocino counties, and out in the Sierras as well. So adventureout.com is the best way to learn more about us. And you can also, of course, call us or email us from the website.
Super. Now, you said something a little bit ago that I'd like to get back to. You said it just in passing, but it's pretty important to me, and I think it's important to everybody, actually. You said something about servitorship of our surroundings, of our environment. And I really wanted to get back to that and ask you about that. How do you impart in your clients a sense of servitorship?
So stewardship was the word I used, and how do we impart that? Well,
right.
Generally, we do that by raising, you know, issues that are pertinent to that environment. So, you know, if we have, say, we have clients out at a surf lesson at Pacifica State Beach in Pacifica, well, as part of the lesson, they won't just learn how to surf, they'll also learn about current environmental issues impacting that area, such as habitat restoration projects going on at the beach. The endangered snowy plover nesting sites. And then we'll also bring up the local nonprofit organizations that work in that area. We generally work with nonprofits in whatever programming area we're in, and to make our clients aware of their efforts and what they're doing, and hopefully get them to come back as volunteers or donors and feel like, you know, they now have a stake in what those nonprofits are doing because they've used that space recreationally.
Super. That sounds like a great thing you do. And let me think. You said something, snowy something. They're nesting sites. What was that animal you're talking about there?
The snowy plover. It's a bird. It's an endangered. It's a small endangered seabird or shorebird. So at some of the places where we operate surf lessons, very nearby to there are snowy plover nesting sites, and there are several nonprofit organizations in the area that are working to do habitat restoration for them so they continue to have nesting areas on the central and northern California coast.
Oh, that's interesting. And what kinds of nesting sites do they like? Do they like very rocky areas or very...
No, more of like the brushy, grassy sand dune areas on the coast.
I see. Okay. Well, that's good to know. See, I'd never heard of a snowy clover before. Are you spelling it like a four-leaf clover that grows out of the ground?
No, it's a plover with a P at the start of the word, not
oh,
a C,
okay.
So plover. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And that's good to know. I've just learned something. I've learned a new bird today, the snowy plover. And message in a nutshell would you get out?
I think the message to get out to listeners would be we have such a wide variety of outdoor opportunities here in Northern California, And if you are one who finds yourself generally locked up inside or in an office, just really make an effort this summer to get outside and experience the beautiful natural spaces we have here in Northern California.
Absolutely. I completely agree because I love summer. I'm definitely a sun worshiper, and out hiking is where I'd really love to be pretty much all summer long if I could. So that is my wish for everybody listening, is that you all get outside and able and be able to do exactly what you love this summer outdoors and to really, really enjoy it. And I'm sure that Cliff wishes that for us all as well. And Cliff, what is it that I haven't yet asked you that you really wanted to be able to go into on our radio show today?
You know, I'm just here. You asked me to be on the show, so I'm here to talk about Adventure Out. I can answer any questions you have about the company. We're the largest outdoor school and guide service on the West Coast. Like I said, we work with about 5,000 people a year, and our programs really are aimed at people who generally don't get outside or super active or adventurous on their own. So you don't need any experience to come check out our programs. You don't need any gear. We provide expert guides, expert equipment, and we get people out doing things like surfing and rock climbing and learning about wilderness survival and interacting with nature, and you don't need to have any experience or any of your own gear. Well, that's what we're here for, and we're here to get you outside.
That's really cool. I did not know that. Didn't know that we didn't have to have our own equipment. So you just, I'm sure you just answered a question for a lot of people besides me. I like to get people on my show that do some really special stuff to help out our Napa, Sonoma, and Marin, and I like to introduce people and organizations that I think my listeners may or may not be aware of, and this is a great thing that you're telling my listeners exactly what you do and how you do it and that you can supply all the stuff, because this sounds like really fun stuff for me. I'm sure that a lot of our listeners are very appreciative right now, too, that you're going into some detail about what your organization does. And how did you get your organization started, and when was it founded?
Adventure was founded 10 years ago. We started in Santa Cruz, down on the Central Coast, and we basically started very organically. We started doing just a few programs at a time. Our first year, I think we worked with a couple hundred people, and we just slowly grew and expanded our program offering and our service areas. And, you know, 10 years later, we're now kind of all over North California and operating in several different counties.
Very cool. Have you thought yet about doing anything for the 10th anniversary of your organization?
We have already, so this anniversary this year, we have a large promotional program going. We're founded, so yeah, we've been sort of celebrating the 10-year anniversary for the last few months.
Cliff, you broke up completely on that last thought. I'm sorry. Are you using a cell phone or a speaker? Is it possible for you to get on a landline and not use a speaker, because you're really breaking up? Oh, you're going through a tunnel right now? Oh, we dropped him. Okay. Well, maybe he'll call right back in a minute. We will wait and see. I really hope he does, because I was enjoying talking to him. Folks, you're listening to Cliff Hodges. He's on the air with me of 100 People You Should Know radio show. My name's Sue Hirsch, and if you want to have some really great adventures this summer, call Cliff Hodges, the owner and founder of Adventure Out, and you can look that up online. You can Google Adventure Out, and Cliff Hodges will tell you everything you need to know. If he doesn't get back on the line with us, definitely give him a call and line a little something up for yourself and maybe for it's been really great having him with us. I'm sure he'd wish you all well were he here. But my radio show seems to have dropped him. And unfortunately, I'm not on the program that allows me to call him back and get him back on the line with us. So maybe what we will do is try to have him back on again another time. But we probably know all the vital points now that we need to know in order to get back to him later if we want to. We know where to find him. And so I hope that everybody is having a beautiful Monday morning. The sun is out. It's nice and bright and shiny. And I hope that you're all planning a wonderful rest of your week. You know, if you go into your week with the thought in your head, you know, this is okay, this is going to be a good week, I'm going to get a lot done. If you go into your week with a positive attitude of some sort, or even if you're just thinking to yourself, okay, got to hit the ground running here, then that's what's going to happen. We fulfill our own prophecies. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I prefer positive self-fulfilling prophecies to negative ones. So I'm not looking at Monday morning going, oh, my God, I don't want to get up. I mean, I do, but then I have to turn it around. And I wake up and I go out and I walk dogs and I get back feeling a lot better. So maybe what you want to do is flip your usual routine. If you usually wake up and the first thing you do is have a cup of coffee, maybe you just want to make one little change. Just see how it feels for a week to make one little change in the morning, or even just for 2 or 3 days. Maybe drink a glass of water instead of a big mug of coffee. Maybe drink that glass of water and then go out and walk your dogs, or go out for a little walk around the block, or go out and grab the paper and admire the sunshine for 5 minutes that, you know, you don't normally take to admire the outdoors. And then go in and have your cup of coffee and get on with the rest of your day. Because, you know, if it's important, it'll wait for you. And if it wasn't important, it doesn't matter. It's, you know, your job won't love you back. And, you know, it's you'll get there. You'll get there when you get there. And you'll get there right along with the rest of us, no matter where it is or how far you have to go. We all end up, you know, getting to pretty much the same point at the same time in the same way. And, you know, even though we're all very unique, we're all on this planet together, and that's why stewardship of the planet is so important for each and every one of us. We share an environment. The environment can make us healthy or it can make us unhealthy. And we really, really have to take care of our environment so that it will keep all of us healthy, because we all want to be healthy in order to take care of our kids, in order to go rock climbing, in order to go surfing, and just in order to be able to get on with our lives and have nice, long, happy lives. Because if you're unhealthy, no matter how long a life you have, it's not going to be any good. And so stewardship is really important, and, you know, you can think of it as taking care of the animals, taking care of the plants. Really what it comes down to is we're taking care of our food. It's, you know, a lot of it is our food. We put it in our bodies, and it can keep us healthy or it can make us sick. So it's really up to us to not allow big businesses to add a lot of pesticides or GMOs or oil drilling or fracking where it's going to disturb nature or the balance of nature. It's our job to allow as little deforestation as possible, because animals live there. There are grubs that live in the bark of trees that the birds need and other little animals need to eat. And eventually all that works its way up chain. You know, other animals eat the birds, and other animals eat those animals, and there are animals that eat weedy things and grasses, and they keep the other populations controlled. And any time we try to interfere in that, there's no way we can do as good a job controlling a certain animal population as Mother Nature would have if we had not interfered in the first place. So I believe that this is something that we'd learn a little more about through Adventure Out if we were to go and spend some time with their group and learn some things from them and learn from other organizations like them, because I've recently had some other organization heads on my show that were talking about stewardship of the land, and I'm blanking on the name of it. It was stewards.org. I can't quite remember, but it was just a couple weeks ago. And they also go all over some state parks and private lands. And then you have places like the Terwilliger Center and places like the Pepperwood Preserve right here in Sonoma County. And that's just as you're getting into Santa Rosa, it's kind of near Safari West. So I really highly recommend Safari West and the Terwilliger Center and Pepperwood Preserve. And I've actually been to the Pepperwood Preserve, and I've been to Safari West. And those places are a lot of fun. Safari West will introduce you to all sorts of different animals that we don't normally have here in Sonoma County. They're usually they're animals that come from Africa and Asia. They have some elephants there and some giraffes and some water buffalo and some kudu, and it's great fun. You go out in this open Jeep safari style, and we were there. And I've got to tell you this little personal thing because it's so cute. My son was sitting down on the bottom with me, and my dad was sitting up top, and my son called up from the bottom of the car next to me, "Grandpa," and Grandpa called down, "What, Cody?" And Cody said, "I love you." It was just the sweetest moment ever, and it happened right there amongst kudu and giraffes and all sorts of other animals, and it was just beautiful. It was a beautiful day, very hot and sunny, and so take your sunscreen and a hat and some shades, and you'll really enjoy this place. And they do serve some lunches and other little things. So they also do overnights there. So I want to highly recommend things like Adventure Out for getting you out this summer, and Safari West and the Pepperwood Preserve. You got to look them up because they take you and your kids out on these little nature walks on their land, and they have bunkhouses you can sleep in overnight and go out on another little nature walk the next day that's totally different. And it's really, really eye-opening, and it's fun, and your kids will do cute things, so take your cameras. And we have 6 minutes left. I'm so sorry that Cliff got cut off. I think he might have been, since he was driving through a tunnel, hopefully hands-free. And so I will end the show on a happy note. You know, just imagine to yourselves being at Safari West sometime this summer. That's my happy note. I wish that sort of happy note for everybody all summer long this coming summer. And I will let you all go on that note. This is Sue of 100 People You Should Know Radio Show. Call in anytime with comments or questions. The number is 347-677-1860. I'll repeat it, 347-677-1860. Have a wonderful rest of your week, folks. Bye-bye.